local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we're going to run it back one more time. Welcome to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, we are local, and we are dependable. Typically with Joe and Austin. Austin here in the studio with you, joined by Steve Taylor. Steve, how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. Yes, Steve, if you are just now joining us this evening, Steve is taking over for Joe today because Joe had a cold and it's taken quite a toll. That kind of rhymed, I guess. Yeah. Joe was a trooper though, and he was here until about 3:30 today, I believe. So good for him, and obviously props to Steve for stepping up big time here. 6:12, we will get into our top three stories. Why waste another moment?
Yes.
We'll start with reports that say a man described as a pro-Hamas suicide bomber has stormed a U.S.-owned factory in Turkey and has taken 7 hostages. Local reports say that the man stormed a factory owned by Ohio-based cosmetic giant Procter & Gamble, located near Istanbul. Pictures appeared to show the man wearing a vest strapped to his chest, along with holding a gun. The factory employs 500 people, and it's not known yet if the hostages are Americans.
Well, Governor Ron DeSantis is sending more troops to the southern border.
Biden has the authority to close this border today if he wanted to. He lacks the will to get the job done.
It is dubbed Stop the Invasion. DeSantis says that these soldiers will join more than 90 officers from the Florida Highway Patrol, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, who are already assisting at the Mexican border.
Definitely seems like that situation is going to get a lot worse before it gets a lot better. Report says that the U.S. is preparing to carry out a series of strikes in Iraq and Syria in response to the attack in Jordan that killed 3 U.S. service members. CBS News reports that the strikes will target Iranian facilities and personnel over several days. This comes as President Biden told reporters that he has decided on a course of action to retaliate.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, absolutely. Moving on to local headlines here, we'll start with Escambia fire crews. They say that one person was rescued during a travel trailer fire early this morning. It happened around 5:40 on East Hood Drive. When firefighters arrived, about half of the trailer was engulfed in flames, and one person had to be rescued inside.
Wow.
That resident was transported to a local hospital with injuries, and unfortunately, one dog at the scene was confirmed dead. The Bureau of Fire and Arson are currently investigating.
Well, Florida Fish and Wildlife estimates about 4,000 bears are living in Florida right now, but those numbers do not include Kodiak bears, which were found in Okaloosa County in December. See, deputies say those bears escaped a nearby enclosure. Yesterday, Channel 3 News connected with Deputy Amanda Belial, who was just 3 months on the job when she learned what originally sounded like a routine call for bears was far from normal. You see, the 2 Kodiak cubs found their way to the Sunshine State via a self-proclaimed bear trainer in Okaloosa County. The largest bear species in the world is the Kodiak bear, and not like our Florida black bears. They're found exclusively in the Kodiak Archipelago in Alaska, which is 3,600 miles away from Northwest Florida. And, of course, we have our own local bear. I live in Navarre, and our neighborhood bear is Barney. He just comes and goes, you know, knows which day is garbage day, and comes right out and raids the cans.
I am very lucky to say I don't think I've ever seen a bear, like, in my neighborhood or anywhere.
Oh, he's gentle.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. It's like, I mean, I'm going to come into contact with the one lunatic bear, I'm sure. Exactly 6:15. Wow, I could not have timed that better. We will get our first traffic and weather update of this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Lowe's. Shop the closeout event now at Lowe's with big savings on the appliances you need. Lowe's knows home improvement. That's, again, shop the closeout event now at Lowe's. Looking at traffic here, there wasn't much to report on late last hour. We've got very minor issues on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road. It's nothing compared to what we typically see in that area. Gulf Breeze Parkway looking good. Same can be said about Navarre Parkway. And Caroline Street over in the Pace Milton areas if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River. Once again, very minor issues. Nothing that should hold you up for too much longer.
Well, checking the forecast. Should be cloudy tonight. Low about 44 degrees tomorrow. Groundhog Day. Partly sunny. High about 67 tomorrow. And of course, Puxatawney Film might see a shadow tomorrow, but we have our own local version. legend Kenya the giraffe at the Gulf Breeze Zoo. About 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, we'll see if Kenya sees its shadow or not. And, of course, you know what that means. And looking ahead toward the weekend, should be a really nice one. On Saturday, lots of sunshine for the Navarre Beach, Mardi Gras Parade, and everything else that's going on. But guess what? Rain comes in Saturday night and heavy rain on Sunday. So if you're going to do anything on the weekend, do it on Saturday. Right now, 56 in Pensacola, 57 in Gulf Breeze, and 55 in Milton. And that's your forecast.
And that's beautiful weather, if you ask me. Carrying on with local headlines here, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are still months away from the Florida House and Senate coming together to negotiate next year's state budget. But the initial budget proposals do show support for three big local projects.
Oh?
Yeah. According to the PNJ, State Senator Doug Broxson included $5 million for the demolition of the Old Baptist Hospital, as well as $2.2 million for Bay Bluffs Park. Both House and Senate versions included funding for the Pensacola International Airport terminal expansion, with $1 million proposed from the Senate and $750,000 from the House.
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says the city is not taking sides when it comes to the controversial Form 6. What is that, you say? Well, that's the form that all elected city and county leaders have to fill out that discloses their net worth, sources of income, and items of value inside their home.
I can't speak for the city that the city has a position on it. You know, my intent was I saw it and I'll plan on filling it out as I'm required.
A Florida law firm is planning to file a class action lawsuit against the state, and several smaller municipalities have already joined in the fight.
And Pensacola police are investigating an armed robbery at the Garden Food Market earlier this week. Mike Wood says that a suspect walked in with a gun and demanded money. They were able to get away with money from the cash register. Pensacola police spokesman Mike Wood says that the suspect had covered their head with a hood prior to entering the store, and that if you have any information, you need to contact Crime Stoppers or use the P3 app.
A Pensacola man is facing trafficking charges after deputies seized a large amount of drugs, including cocaine, prescription pills, and ecstasy, also marijuana, during a traffic stop yesterday. Escambia County deputies say they stopped the vehicle driven by 47-year-old Joseph Rivers at Davis Highway and Olive Road for a license plate violation. Deputy seized the drugs, and Rivers is now facing charges, multiple charges. He's being held without bond in the Escambia County Jail.
I mean, I don't doubt it. Cocaine, prescription pills, ecstasy, and marijuana, wow. And the license plate violation.
Right.
That's the worst part of it all.
Well, no, maybe kidding. Not for him, though.
Yeah, no.
I'm glad the deputies are out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And man, quite a rap sheet for Joseph Rivers there. 6:18, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll take a quick break. When we return, state and national news. That's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time. With these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
This is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join me Monday for the Chamber Connection. We'll be talking to the folks from Leadership Pensacola. Nominations begin soon for the next Leadership Pensacola class. So tune in and find out how you can nominate someone for this great program. Join me Monday at 10 for the Chamber Connection.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When Freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just short of 6:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here, let's see. We do have not much to report on in Pensacola at the moment. Pine Forest Road's looking okay. 9 Mile Road, North Davis Highway all looking pretty smooth sailing. Beyond that, Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking all right. We did have an accident report basically just east of Avalon Boulevard on Gulf Breeze Parkway near the Tiger Point area. It does not appear to be causing much, if any, congestion at this time, though. We will keep an eye on it. Navarre Parkway looking good if you're traveling in that same, or if you're traveling towards that same area. And Caroline Street over in the Pace Milton area is looking all right as well, other than some maybe slight congestion if you're trying to get over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton.
Well, checking the weather forecast, it's looking pretty good for the next couple of days, and not on Sunday, though. Cloudy through tonight, low about 44. Tomorrow should be partly sunny, high about 67 degrees. Tomorrow night, down to about 45. Saturday should be beautiful and sunny for all the activities, including the Navarre Beach Mardi Gras Parade, which we are marching in. Trouble is, Saturday night, the rain starts to move in, and Sunday, heavy showers, could be a lot of rain on Sunday. That's your forecast.
Thank you, Steve. Getting into state headlines here, we'll start with the number of people filing first-time jobless claims is actually lower in Florida. The U.S. Labor Department reports about 5,700 initial claims for unemployment benefits were filed for the week ending January 27th.
Oh?
Yeah, that is a decrease of about 120 from the week prior.
That is good news.
Absolutely.
The NAACP wants answers after 21 inmates died in Broward Jail since 2019, four of them in December alone. Public defender Gordon Week says they're asking the Justice Department to conduct an investigation into the Sheriff's Office management of the county jails.
Families who've had loss in the jail deserve a bit of dignity, a bit of respect.
Sheriff Gregory Tony says every time an inmate dies in their jails, there is an internal investigation.
And a federal judge is backing state officials in a lawsuit filed by college students who support Palestine. The judge ruled yesterday that students at two schools could not prove that state education officials violated their First Amendment rights. Members of Students for Justice in Palestine at the University of Florida and the University of South Florida sued Chancellor Ray Rodriguez, the Board of Governors, and Governor Ron DeSantis back in November. They claimed that Rodriguez violated their free speech rights when he issued a memo threatening to shut down the groups.
For the second year in a row, the Florida Senate will likely reject a bill that would lower the minimum age from 21 to 18 to purchase rifles and shotguns. Earlier this week, the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee approved the bill. However, Senate President Kathleen Passidomo says her chamber doesn't have the bill on the issue and it would be a non-starter anyway. The minimum age was increased to 21 after the Stoneman Douglas High School massacre.
627 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Austin and Steve today on News Radio 92.3. Getting into some national headlines real quickly here. Congressman Matt Gaetz wants the House Judiciary Committee to investigate District Attorney Fannie Willis. This comes after a whistleblower claimed that she had been fired after confronting a staffer about wanting to use federal grant money for personal computers and travel expenses. The complaint was filed shortly after Amanda Timpson had been fired from the DA's office. Willis claims that she was, quote, a holdover from a previous administration that wasn't up to the job.
Well, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is apologizing for his recent controversial hospital stay.
Putting my personal issue on adding to his all the things that he's got on his plate, I just didn't feel that that was a thing that I should do at the time.
Austin told reporters he didn't handle the situation appropriately as he failed to promptly notify President Biden and senior administration officials of his cancer diagnosis and his hospitalization. He stressed there were no gaps in authority during his treatment. He says he never directed his staff to conceal his hospital stay.
And a Pennsylvania man is behind bars after allegedly beheading his father and showing the head on YouTube.
Ooh.
Yeah, police believe that Justin Mon beheaded his 68-year-old father, Michael Mon, on Tuesday and then showed it in a YouTube video in which he complained about the government and called his father a traitor.
Yeah,
don't know what that's all about. Mon was arraigned early Wednesday and is being held without bail.
Well, the Biden administration is imposing sanctions against Israeli settlers in the West Bank.
The president signed a new executive order that will implement new measures to address actions that undermine peace, security, and stability in the West Bank.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the executive order allows for financial sanctions and visa bans against four individuals directly involved in attacking and displacing Palestinian civilians in the occupied West Bank. The move comes after a Palestinian-American teenager was reportedly shot and killed in the West Bank by an Israeli settler last month.
And three people are dead and nine more were injured, some of them critically, after a building collapsed in Idaho. Police say that a 39,000-square-foot steel hangar that was under construction near the Boise Airport collapsed yesterday. And that led to multiple victims. The company building the hangar said that dozens of people were working on the site. Exactly 6:30 here. We got Fox News update coming up, followed by CBS Sports Minute. When we return, we will be talking about some sports headlines of ourselves, or of our own, a lot to get into, followed by some health, business, and science and pop culture notes as we get closer and closer to the 7 o'clock deadline, if you will. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden delivering remarks to United Auto Worker Union members in Michigan today. Biden says unions are playing a key role in helping the U.S. economy grow, citing a recent study his administration conducted.
The single biggest reason why we have unions are growing, the single biggest reason why the economy is growing, because you are the best workers in the world.
The president was recently endorsed by the UAW. Retail theft has been an issue in many large cities. Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon says his retail theft task forces prosecuted 200 cases over the past year.
I think that many of us are aware that this has become a national problem created by a variety of market conditions.
The National Retail Security Survey found retailers across the nation lost over $112 billion in 2022 to retail theft. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Mixed financial news out of Apple after today's closing bell. The tech giant reported a sales increase for the important holiday quarter, revenue hitting nearly $120 billion and profit up 13% year over year. Both figures topped expectations. But in China, Apple's third largest market, revenue declined about 13% and missed estimates. And analysts interpreted some of the company's comments as hints that iPhone sales are slowing. Apple shares are down 3.25% in after-hours trading. In regular Thursday action, stocks recorded broad and sharp gains. The S&P 500 rebounded 60 points. The Dow Industrials jumped 370 to earn a fresh closing high. And the Nasdaq rallied 1.3%. It had been greatly anticipated by some, and today Lululemon unveiled its line of men's footwear, the latest move in a bid to become a big player in the men's activewear space. The first product to be made available, a casual sneaker, due February 13th. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The Washington Commanders had some excitement brewing. A new owner, they snagged the hottest GM candidate on the market in Adam Peters, and will pick a QB at number 2 in the NFL draft come April. After Ben Johnson passed on taking a head coaching job, the Commanders hired Dan Quinn. DQ is a solid coach, but after all this hype and excitement as to who the next coach would be, it's impossible to hear this news and not be underwhelmed by it. I'm Zach Gelb.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Children, senior citizens, and families right here in Northwest Florida are hungry. And for more than 40 years, Manna Food Bank has provided food assistance to neighbors in need. Manna distributes healthy groceries through its emergency food assistance pantry, plus 17 food security programs with 22 community partners. For more information, please visit mannahelps.org or call 850-432-2053. Manna, moving our neighbors in need from hunger to hope.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Emphasis on quick. Does not appear like there should be much that's going to be holding us up for too long. Let's see. Pine Forest Road looking good. Same can be said about 9 Mile Road and North Davis Highway. Gulf Breeze Parkway looking good. Navarre Parkway a bit further east looking all right as well. And Caroline Street over in the Pace Milton area is looking good also. So if you are having any issues, they should hopefully not hold you up for too long.
And checking the forecast. Cloudy tonight. Should be a low about 44 degrees tomorrow. Punxsutawney Phil Groundhog Day. Also Kenya the Giraffe Day at the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Trying to see if they see the shadows or not and whether that means six more weeks of winter or not. The high tomorrow should be about 67 degrees with partly sunny skies. Tomorrow night down to about 45. Saturday should be really nice for all the events, including the Navarre Beach Mardi Gras Parade. but guess what? Rain moves in Saturday night and heavy rain and heavy showers on Sunday. And right now, temperature-wise, 55 in Pensacola, 54 in Gulf Breeze, and 54 also in Milton, and that's your forecast.
Very nice. Thank you, Steve. Getting into some sports headlines here, we'll start with the NBA. We got a TNT doubleheader that just got underway. Lakers at Celtics, that was supposed to tip off at around 6:30, so yeah. If it has not started yet, it should just about. And then we've got 76ers at Jazz at 9 o'clock, so a couple of high-profile games there. Also, six pairs of shoes worn by Michael Jordan will be up for auction.
Six pairs of shoes?
Yeah. So 12 shoes. We've got a math equation here. Mm-hmm. 12 shoes. They are expected to go for $10 million. I'm assuming that's a sum.
For all of them together?
I'm assuming, like, if you were to buy one pair, It's like each one's got a price and they combine for $10
million. Oh, okay. That's the math.
Yeah, that's my guess. All the shoes are signed by Jordan and were worn in the clinching games of the Bulls' six championships. I guess not all the shoes, depending on their condition and depending on when they were worn and all that and how recognizable they are. They may, I'm sure, have some varying prices. The auction is tomorrow morning and will be conducted by Sotheby's in New York. Finally got it right.
Woo! Yeah. Well, the Washington Commanders are hiring Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn to be their next coach. You see, before his time in Dallas, Quinn was the coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks Legion of Boom defense that went back-to-back, in back-to-back Super Bowls. And also, he was the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons team that went to the Super Bowl 51.
Yes.
And in Roman numerals, that's L-I.
Yes. I think a lot of people would probably maybe raise an eyebrow, kind of question this hire. Because they had a defensive-minded head coach with Super Bowl experience already. His name was Ron Rivera.
And that didn't work out.
He bombed. Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, this last season, they were the worst that they've been in years, 4-13.
Yeah.
And they had their defense, I think, was easily the worst in the league. The situation here, though, is I understand you don't want to do more of the same if what you had didn't work. But you clearly still need a defensive-minded guy. I think it can very much be argued that Dan Quinn has a better defensive rap sheet than, say, Ron Rivera. Not only that, but there were quarterback changes throughout Rivera's time in Washington. Now we've got a rookie. Well, he's going to be entering his sophomore season, Sam Howell, for the Commanders. kind of trigger happy. He threw like as many touchdowns as he did interceptions. So yeah. He's a bit hit or miss, literally. But I think there is potential there. So I hope that they stick with Sam Howell, and I hope that they give Dan Quinn a fair shot. I think that this is, especially with the division maybe weakening some, I think this could definitely be an opportunity there for them to at least maybe start knocking on the door of playoff status at the very least.
Well, we shall see next season.
Yeah, we should. And the NFL's Pro Bowl games begin tonight in Orlando. It all starts with the Pro Bowl Skills Show, featuring the first five skill competitions, including quarterbacks participating in precision passing and a dodgeball game featuring all positions. That is on ESPN, and I'm actually watching it right now. We've already seen some of the precision passing competitions going on.
Yeah, well, here's some sad news. Legendary FSU baseball head coach Mike Martin died at the age of 79. He was battling Lewy body dementia. Martin was the head coach for the Seminoles from the year 1980 through 2019, where he went. I'm going to go through these numbers because it's a large amount of wins here. He has a 2,029 win column, 736 losses in that column, and four ties. That makes him the winningest coach in college baseball history and NCAA history, I do believe.
Yes, quite an impressive resume for a head coach, and we talked about this before. It's a football-first university. I get that. Obviously, when it comes to like national titles and stuff, they are more of a noteworthy football school than baseball school.
Yeah.
But Mike Martin definitely deserves his flowers, and it's a shame that we're just now talking about it with the news of his passing there. Formula One superstar Lewis Hamilton will be leaving Mercedes next year and joining Ferrari. Hamilton is tied for the most F1 world titles and joined Mercedes in 2013 after beginning his career with McLaren. In other F1 news,
yeah.
They also rejected a bid from the Andretti Racing family to start a team by 2026. So if you are a fan of the Andretti Racing family, which I am not, hopefully you're not going to lose sleep tonight over that. 6:42, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Getting into some health, business, and science notes here. A new World Health Organization study predicts that there will be more than 35 million new cancer cases by 2050. That would be an increase of just over 75% from 2022 levels. The majority of diagnoses are expected to be in low-income countries, with mortality seen as doubling.
Well, for those of you who have borrowed passwords from other people so you can stream stuff free.
Guilty.
Hulu is going to start banning password sharing. You see, that streaming service notified customers Wednesday it'll ban people sharing accounts outside of a household starting in March. You see, if you're a subscriber to Netflix, they started doing the same thing last year.
Right.
And despite the fears of losing subscribers, the service has actually seen subscriber growth, including me.
Well, good for them and good for you, Steve. Yeah. Doing it the right way.
Of course.
Don't be a criminal, like a hardened criminal like me.
Yeah.
The premature birth rate in the U.S. has risen 12% in the past 10 years. That's new data released by the CDC yesterday. And it also showed that early-term birth rates were up, rising 20% from 2014 to 2022. Experts say that several factors may be causing these earlier births, including high blood pressure, diabetes, and complications associated with obesity.
Well, those of you with a Delta, SkyMiles, American Express card, it's going to be more expensive to have one of those credit cards. The company is going to be increasing fees this year, but also adding some more benefits. The annual fees for the SkyMiles Amex cards will go up from $99 a year to $150 annually for those gold cards. And if you have a platinum card, your rate is going to go from $250 a year to $350 a year to have one of those cards.
Oh my goodness.
I'm looking at my wallet right now and I don't have any of those.
Yeah, I got a moth flying out as we speak. The House of Representatives have passed a $79 billion package that includes an expanded child tax credit and business tax breaks. While liberal Democrats oppose the business tax breaks, conservative Republicans like Matt Gaetz staunchly opposed the bill, dubbing it welfare and drag. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it will need 60 votes to pass. Just short of 6:45 here, we will get another quick, and I mean very quick, check of the roads and weather. Not much to report on this hour. Luckily, 9 Mile Road looking all right, North Davis Highway as well. So the usual suspects aren't causing much issues. Gulf Breeze Parkway looking good, Navarre Parkway as well. And Caroline Street, Avalon Boulevard, all those looking good also. So if you're dealing with issues wherever you may be, they should not be holding you up for too long.
Checking the forecast, cloudy tonight, low about 44 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high about 67, really nice. Tomorrow night, down to about 45. Looking out for Saturday, should be a really nice sunny day, almost 70 degrees for all the events, including the Navarre Beach Mardi Gras Parade. But the rain moves in Saturday night, and it's going to be a stormy Sunday. Temperature-wise, it's 55 in Pensacola, 54 in Gulf Breeze, and 54 also in Milton. And that's your forecast.
Thank you very much, Steve. 6:45 here, getting into some pop culture notes. We'll start with a Glen Campbell album that's being made into a posthumous duets album and features superstars such as Eric Clapton, Elton John, and Carole King. Campbell released the album Ghost on the Canvas in 2011 after he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. The new project is called Glen Campbell Duets, Ghost on the Canvas Sessions, and mixes in additional contributing vocals, including Dolly Parton, Brian Setzer, and Sting as well. They're also on the duets there. So quite a stacked lineup.
Yeah, a lot of good people working with Glen Campbell.
For sure.
Grateful Dead offshoot Dead & Company is heading to the Las Vegas Sphere for a residency. You see, a year after going out on their final tour, the band, featuring Bob Weir, Mickey Hart, and John Mayer, are going to play 18 shows over 6 weeks at that cutting-edge venue in Vegas.
Wow.
And whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah, especially if you're at a Grateful Dead concert.
Yeah.
Punxsutawney Phil makes his annual appearance tomorrow in Western Pennsylvania on Groundhog Day. Steve, you and I were talking about this earlier.
Right.
The February 2nd tradition marks just the 138th year. I said just as if that's all. The 138th year that Phil has predicted whether he'll have an early spring or six more miserable weeks of cold and snow.
For the people up north.
Yes. Oh, definitely. It's already highs of 70 in the coming days. I don't think we have to worry about Phil's little prediction here. If Punxsutawney Phil sees his shadow, winter marches on. If he doesn't, then spring is right around the corner.
Well, our version of Punxsutawney Phil, Kenya the Giraffe at the Gulf Breeze Zoo, is going to be basically doing about the same thing tomorrow about 9 a.m., maybe seeing its shadow or not. And, of course, with the giraffe, you got a really long shadow there.
Absolutely.
Of course, we'll discover whether we're going to have six more weeks of winter, which means highs in the 60s, lows in the 40s. Terrible weather.
That is not terrible. If you have weather like today's, where it's like high of 62, that is not bad at all.
It really is.
I want to be
better than Wisconsin.
I want to be able to wear a hoodie and get like warm in the sun, not like drenched in sweat, but warm in the sun. And when I turn on my AC, I want to be able to get cold in my truck. That's what I want.
I want to wear my shorts again.
That's fair. The sequel for the hit movie Beetlejuice finally has a title.
What is it?
The film will be titled Beetlejuice.
Don't say it.
2024 AD.
Okay.
I know. Yeah. Kind of a bummer there. Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder, and Catherine O'Hara will all be reprising their roles from the first film. It will hit theaters on September 6th. Fun fact.
Yeah.
I've never seen the original Beetlejuice.
Really?
No.
You need to see that.
So I don't believe in all the cockamamie stuff about saying his name three times.
Well, it's fun.
Yeah. I won't say it.
Pure escapism.
I won't say it on air. I'll spare America. I'm sure that's about as believable as a Punxsutawney Phil getting the weather for Florida right tomorrow.
Of course.
Yes. Just about 6:48 here. We will take our last break of this hour and of this evening before we get some wacky and weird headlines, along with some good news to finish up this Thursday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. A little bit early to our 6:55 traffic and weather update, but that's no problem because it shouldn't hold us up for particularly long. Let's see, looking at traffic here, all the usual suspects looking fine at the moment, as they have for the bulk of this hour. So Pine Forest Road, 9 Mile Road, North Davis Highway, Gulf Breeze Parkway, Caroline Street, Navarre Parkway, all looking good for the most part. We did have an accident report a little bit earlier. Let's see where this is here. This was on South Fairfield Drive, but it is not causing any issues. And to be honest, I don't know if it ever was. So if you are having problems there or anywhere else, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long.
Well, that's good news because I'll be heading home soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like it better when the traffic is clear. Yeah, checking the forecast, looks like it's going to be pretty nice for the next couple of days. Cloudy tonight, low about 44. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high about 67 degrees. Tomorrow night, down to about 45. Looking ahead toward the weekend. Saturday should be really nice. But rain moves in Saturday night, and Sunday is going to be stormy. Temperature-wise, 55 in Pensacola, 54 in Gulf Breeze, and a cool 53 in Milton right now, and that's your forecast.
Oh, and that's awesome, because I live in the Milton area, so I'm going to be enjoying that weather. I got ready, Steve.
I see that.
6:55 here, getting into some wacky and weird headlines. We'll start with a 285-year-old dried lemon.
A dried lemon? Yeah. 285 years old?
Bet you didn't see that coming. It was just auctioned off in England for $1,780.
Really?
It had been found in an old cabinet, okay, and it even had an inscription dated with the year 1739. A 19th century cabinet was brought to the auction house by a family who said it had belonged to a deceased uncle. A photographer was taking photos of it for the sale, and that's when they opened it up and saw the lemon. It was dried out, round, and very well preserved. It had the message given by Mr. P. Lou Franchini, November 4th, 1739, to Miss E. Baxter. The old cabinet only went for $40. The lemon clearly stole the show there.
I don't understand. Nobody opened the cabinet?
Exactly. Nobody opened that thing? Like,
since 17... Well, actually, the cabinet's a 19th century cabinet. So somebody must have moved it into that in the 19th century.
Yeah, I guess...
And they forgot about it.
I guess the deceased uncle put it in there and the family didn't think to open it. I mean, I said this like in hour one. It's not a flipping safe. Like, come on. You ain't going to open that up?
Got to look around the house to see if I have any old lemons lying around.
Yeah, and look for a date on it.
Yeah, all right. Just in time for Valentine's, a company called Insomnia Cookies is offering a limited edition new 12-pack of cookies on their website. It's called the It's Not Me, It's You Pack. You see, you can choose the 12 cookies you want to give your soon-to-be ex, and they'll include a handwritten breakup note on the inside of the box, and you can choose from four options. One of them is It's Not Me, It's You. Second one is You're Sweet, But Not My Flavor. Third one is I Have the Hots for Your Roommate. And the fourth one is We're Done. Have a Nice Life. And the pack started at $30 if you're interested.
Okay, yeah. I mean, unless you're doing this, it's like a cruel prank on someone that you don't intend to break up with. And even then,
that would be awful to get one of those, even if you're not intentioning, you know.
And that's what I'm saying. That is the only semi-defendable way that you can do that. Please do not genuinely use those on some poor soul.
Be a terrible breakup.
Yeah, for real. You know those radar trailers that police use?
Oh yeah, I've seen them all over the place.
Yeah, and Steve has, but if you haven't, we're talking about the ones that they park on the side of the road and tell you if you're speeding. Apparently Steve has seen them, and
yeah.
I would like to think they work. They work for everyone else, or at least they should, because people do slow down for them. But not in Mason County, Washington right now, because theirs just got stolen.
Oh.
Can you believe that? How does this thing get stolen?
It says, what do you do with it when you steal it?
Yeah, you would think it would be kind of hard to hide.
Yeah.
Their local sheriff's department posted about it on Facebook this week. They said that their, quote, beloved radar trailer decided to take an unscheduled road trip, courtesy of a white male in his 30s. They said the guy hooked it up to the back of his 1990s Ford pickup truck and drove away. Last we heard, they hadn't tracked it down yet.
I don't know what you do with those things if you steal that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, what is the intention there?
I have no idea.
Who knows?
Well, here's a woman who was arrested at the Bogota, Colombia airport. See, she was trying to smuggle 130 poisonous frogs at the airport there. The Brazilian woman said she was heading back home, and she had been given those frogs as a gift from a local community. You see, those frogs in question can fetch up to $1,000 each. So that adds up to $130,000 worth of frogs.
Yes. Now, obviously, the whole poisonous frog thing, especially trying to hide it from like TSA or whatever.
Yeah.
I understand that that is a no-no. Don't think I have to explain why. However, like, are the frogs illegal?
Well, she probably should have called them service frogs. And,
yeah, my emotional support poisonous frog.
Right.
Yeah, whatever you say, madam. Speaking of women who had some scares in air travel, we got a good news story here. A woman on a flight this morning from Baltimore to Phoenix had a medical emergency mid-flight. A doctor and nurse on board couldn't find a strong pulse, and her blood pressure was extremely low.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, one of the passengers stood up and asked if it could be her blood sugar and said that he did have a diabetic testing kit on him. The passenger instructed the medical professionals how to use it, and eventually her heart rate stabilized. You would think the medical professionals would know how.
Right.
The passenger was Baltimore Ravens tight end Mark Andrews.
Really?
Yeah, you never know who's going to be on a plane with you. That's a great story there.
Wow.
6:59, that just about does it for us. You're listening to, or you have been listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Steve, once again, a great thank you for stepping up here.
Anytime.
And taking over for a Joe that has fallen ill. Hopefully things will be better tomorrow. But until then, Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Bye-bye, everybody.